Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, we'll just stick to the Falcons because it is a victory Tuesday. And I was looking at some social media. You guys familiar with Desi Banks? I know Day-Day's nodding his head. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He was in the stands afterwards, kind of yucking it up with his Michael Vick Falcons jersey on in front of Eagles fans. So it kind of got me thinking, maybe just specifically Philadelphia, but would you wear, if you were there as a civilian, if you were there as just a fan, would you wear your team's jersey in that crowd in Philadelphia?
I would be hesitant to do that because I'm an idiot sometimes. And I have a problem. If you pop off and you keep popping off, I have a problem letting it go after a certain point. And I, as you can see by my Twitter handle, not by my Twitter account, I don't have a problem saying something. I'm not the guy trying to fight people. But I'll talk back, and you talk back with a crowd. Like, look, those Philly people on a night game like last night, Tiff, when we pulled up on the buses at it was packed, obviously, and they were having a good time. It was an awesome scene, right? I would probably tend to say I have done it in times, but I don't know if I would in that state. That's a tough environment.
Yeah. I can't say that I would, but I don't know. I ain't no B either, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, dude, I'll go up in there and mix it up. I ain't scared of nobody. Just, I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I obviously have been to a lot of football games. I don't know that I've bought tickets to an away game maybe ever. So it would be a interesting situation for me. But I honestly can't say yes or no right now.
Made me think about, I think my dad has played there. But this, again, we're talking about the 80s, right? But he would talk about, like, the batteries and stuff people
yeah.
throw on the field and how they booed Santa Claus and all
oh, yeah.
of that. So, again, I'm not coming at Philly fans at all. I love
well,
that
you
city.
Should if you're throwing batteries.
I thought that the person filming must have been Desi Banks' like, security guard.
It had to be somebody, because how are you getting away? I don't know, Day-Day, you want to weigh in on that? You're like, no, you're going to pass. I was like, that is bold. That is bold.
In 06, I wore full Gator gear into Auburn and Jordan-Hare. Now, Jordan-Hare is a much friendlier environment than the Link in Philadelphia at times. It wasn't leaving, but I did do that. I'll tell you this. I don't know if I've ever seen – I know we're, like, in the South. I don't feel like we're jersey wearers in the South to games to the extent.
You know what? That might be a fair assessment. I'd be curious to know what jersey sale numbers are here in this
yeah.
region, but continues.
So dominated by frat boys here
in
the South.
Dominated. I can guarantee you that the city of Philadelphia beats us in jersey sales because every freaking person in that stadium was wearing a jersey. And I'm going to tell you something. There were Hugh Douglas, Brian Dawkins jerseys. They were Jason Kelce jerseys.
I saw Tim Tebow on the social.
I mean, yeah, there were there were Reggie White jerseys and Randall Cunningham. Ray McCloud was the only one that had a Randall Cunningham jersey in that stadium last night at one point. All right, they go everywhere. Whatever you want to say about how they act, that fan base shows up and lets you know they're there every week.
I would say on the same side of that, when I was leaving the Bills game and even when my pops was coaching up there, I was listening to radio back then, leaving the game, and then listening to radio just, 2 weeks ago, leaving the game. And the people calling in are like going through plays, specific plays that happen on like a third down or something. You're like, whoa, this is intense. And that kind of reminds me of what you were saying about the Philly fans. But I know I'm not really going to probably try to step into the fray. I don't really do jerseys anyway. Heck, I might not even wear team colors, just in general. But I definitely would not try to pull that there. And I was on the phone with a friend. I was telling you that is a massive. She's from Philadelphia. We were talking before the game started. Her cable went out. And she basically hung up on me. She's like, I got to get to the Philly Eagles bar here in Charlotte. I'm gone.
That's funny.
It's funny because I have mixed emotions about it. It's at one point, like, I'm not that person that's going to get in a public confrontation or fight in these situations. But also at the same time, like, I'm not going to let them punk me. You know what I mean? If I want to wear what I want to wear, I'll roll up in there. Like, who do they think they are? So,
well, you're also like 6'6". And
yeah. Yeah.
Trust me, that makes me a bigger target. I will be quite honest with you most of the time. People are like, oh, the big guy.
You know, hold on a second. I don't disagree with your life experiences, but I'm going to tell you that.
You're not wrong.
I'm just not going to say that you haven't experienced what you said you experienced. Yeah. But I've got some buddies that are 6'4", 6'5". You know, I'm 5'8" everywhere I go, Tiffany. I don't know if you know that.
I
don't lie about it.
On a good day.
Like some people at this radio station. But what I will tell you is I've stood next to some of my buddies that weren't quite Mike's size but bigger than me, and they have ran their mouth back at people, and when the dudes turned around, they came at Squid. So I'm just going to tell you, the 5'8 guy always gets the big bully when he's been confronted by the bigger dude. He wants to come to the 5'8 guy, the Britton Covey of the group, as we may say. But I'm curious, and I'm going to send a text here in a few minutes. I'm curious what Dylan Matthews wore to that game last night. Did he stick to his? He was going to support the team he claims. Or the team he actually pulls for, because
we need to know.
Because I think he pulls for the Eagles.
I wish he was on the TV broadcast. I wish they had panned to him at some point, because I would lose my mind if we had that.
And he was sitting there in the Eagles gear trying to console.
Would you wear a Falcons jersey today or tonight into a bar in Philadelphia?
I think if I was Jason Statham from The Beekeeper, maybe, but I think that's just asking for it. Now you're just trying to fight. You go to the game last night, it's one thing. You're just trying to fight people doing that.
All right. Well, what does this win mean for the Falcons, especially as they get set to go through a gauntlet of teams from the NFC South? And, of course, next up would be the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's discuss. Stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.